cosa.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. If a person has to study our deen, then we'll find that there is a period of time prior to the nubuwwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That period of time is referred to as ayyam-e jahiliyah, the days of ignorance. And if one has to study before that, all the different nations, the different qawms from the Bani Israel, then we will find that there are different gunas that each qawm was well known for. They may have had other sins also, but there was one sin that was very common amongst most of the people. In one hadith sharif, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned something to the effect that every guna that was in the Bani Israel before Qiyamah, all these gunas will be found in the ummah of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we also learn from Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we will come to a phase of another days of Jahiliyyah. When we look at what was happening in the days of Jahiliyyah, and we study the minor signs and the major signs of Qiyamah, then the very same things that were happening in the Ayyam-e Jahiliyyah before the nubuwwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those very same things will start happening again. As we come towards Qiyamah, there will be another Jahiliyyah. The Jahiliyyah will become so bad, that people, they will have total disregard for any law of Allah Ta'ala, any sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. People will be committing zina openly like animals. People will be killing. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that when it comes to committing murder and killing, those type of things, they will be more swift than predators and birds of prey. How a predator just goes for the jugular, how a bird of prey just sweeps up some prey from the ground. People will become like that. Murderous, robbing, cheating, deceiving. That will become the order of the day. So, we can't say that we are very old people when we look at the elders amongst us. We look at our parents, they are in their 70s, our grandparents in their 90s, those that are still living. So there are people that are much, much more older than us. So we are still young compared to them. But then when we look at our children, we look at our students, those that are 15-year-old and 20-year-old, 18-year-old, then definitely we have seen more sunrises than them. We are older than them. And Allah Rabbul Izzat's fazal, karam, ihsan, I'm just mentioning this just to explain a point. Otherwise, it's an unnecessary thing to mention. It's not something that need to be mentioned, but just to explain a point. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed for us to visit Haramain Sharifain plus minus 40 years ago. Right? The first time we visited Haramain Sharifain was plus minus 40 years ago. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His fazal, karam, ihsan, His kindness, He has allowed us to visit Haramain Sharifain in between those 40 years. Right? And what I can tell you is that you see the manifestation of the words of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Makkah Mukarrama, the Medina Munawara of 40 years ago. Now I can only talk about 40 years ago, right? The older people will be able to talk about 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, right? And what it must have been in the golden era of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Khairul Qurun. Khairul Qurun Qarni. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned, the best of the ummah is the those that lived in my time, right? My era. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. We hear it all the time in the Jummah khutbah. So what it must have been at that time? The very same place, if we had to rewind, right, prior to Nubuwat, just 25 years, 24 years before the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we just went back 24 years, 30 years. It was a place of murder, looting, plunder, cheating, deception, zina, music, drinking, right? No regard for Allah Ta'ala. Just a minority, a small group of people who had some ilm from the Torah, from the Zabur, from the Injil. They were trying to hold on to something. But they were regarded as the misfits in society. They were the misfits. They were the waste of time. They don't know how to enjoy themselves. They don't know how to have fun. Right? The majority of the people, they were living a carefree, don't care attitude, negligent life. Every guna could be found. They were at one another's jugulars. And then Huzur e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with this deen of Allah Ta'ala. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started propagating this deen of Allah Ta'ala, he said, this is a very strange thing now. What are you talking about now? You saying you must worship one Allah. How can we worship one Allah? You saying that we're going to rise after death. After the bones have turned into dust, how are we going to rise? Where is this akhirat you're talking about and this punishment you're talking about? Where is all these things? Why is not happening to us now? This was what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced. But he persevered. Sahaba Rinnanum persevered. They literally gave their Mubarak blood, their Mubarak perspiration, their Mubarak tears, their wealth, all their resources, everything was spent to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And then when the deen of Allah Ta'ala was established, the Shariat was established. Every letter of the Shariat was established. Now this brought about a harmonious community. A community in which there was a high level of haya, high level of integrity, honesty, truthfulness. I was mentioning this famous incident of this Sahabi. He gave somebody, he made somebody his wakil to go and purchase a horse for him. So that person went and he negotiated the deal, and he came back with the seller and the horse, and he negotiated a price of 200 dirhams, for example. So the Sahabi, he came, he had a look at the horse. He told this person, he says, "You're happy to sell at 200? That person is happy. He said, "No, will you be happy at 400? Will you be happy to sell at 400? Now, why won't he be happy? If he was happy to sell at 200, why won't he be happy to sell at 400? So what about 600? What about 800? Then he paid him 800. So, the person who, his slave who he tasked to go and get the horse, he too is, you know, what's wrong with this master of mine? I got a deal for him at 200. He's paying 800. That man was happy to sell at 200. And even the seller also was shocked. I was happy to sell at 200. How come you paid me 800? But that was the community that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam left behind. A community that had Allah's consciousness. A community of taqwa, a community of iman. A community who understood ad-deenun nasiha. Deen khair khai ka naam hai. What is deen? I must have the goodness of each person at heart. So he told that person that your horse is worth that amount. Your horse was worth that amount. And our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us not to cheat anybody, not to deceive anybody, not to have anybody. That horse was worth that amount. I paid you its true value, its true worth. That was the community Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left behind. Right? People that went to Haramain Sharifain years ago, they would tell you that even the jewelry stores, came namaz time, they used to have this, it wasn't a canvas, it was a material, right? So they used to put that thing in front of their shops. So namaz time, even the jewelry store was like that. They just dropped that material down, then the shop is closed. 24 karat jewelry, all different, how much jewelry, how much thousands and thousands of rands worth of gold and everything is behind that cloth, but nobody will steal. That was the community that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam left behind. And it was seen up until recently. The truthfulness, the honesty. Right? I will give you one experience that I had. I'm telling you about the truthfulness, the honesty, the integrity. Some years ago, I had gone to one place of accommodation, what we call hotel, right? So I went to the hotel and I asked the person at the desk if they got a room. So he told me, yes, there is a room. And he gave me the price. And I told him, okay, confirm the room. And I paid him some money and we confirmed the room. And I told him I will come back. So when I came back with my saman, with my luggage, so his manager, that person was the owner of the place. His manager is asking him, what are you doing? That room was given already. The room was already given. Now how you gave the room to this person now? So now there's no room. So I'm telling that person that there's no problem, no problem at all. I'll go and find another room. He refused. He said no. He said, I gave you my word that I got a room here for you. And you came with your luggage here. And now there's no room. So now is my responsibility to find you a room. So I will find you a room. And if that room is in another hotel that is more expensive, I will pay the difference. One person, he had come to Madina Munawara, went to buy some khajur. Now when you just reach, you change some money. In those days, the sarraf there, you change some money, they give you big notes. And now you want to eat khajur of Madina Munawara. So I went to the shop to buy khajur. So he just bought like a kilo or something of khajur, just for to eat, same time. And now I paid him with 100 riyals. So he's telling me he doesn't have change. So I'm telling him I also don't have change. So he's telling me, you take the khajur and your money. When you get change, you come and pay me. I'm telling him that no, you keep the money. I'll take the khajur, you keep the money. Later on, when you got change, I'll confess the change from you. And eventually he got so upset. He's telling me that I am from Madina Munawara. You are a visitor here. So I'm supposed to be making your ikram. So you take this khajur and you take this money. And when you got change, you come and pay. So I'm telling him, what if I pass away? He said, then you don't come pay. I'm giving you this khajur, you take the khajur and take the money and go. These were the people of Madina Munawara. They were like that. There was a time, the young people may not be able to even imagine it. Right? There was a time in Haramain Sharifain when everywhere all around you would see signs, a picture of a camera, because there were no cell phones, a picture of a camera with a red cross over it. And at the bottom of it was written that this photography is prohibited in English and in Arabic. And then they had the fatwa of one of their scholars. I can't remember which scholar it was, but the fatwa of one of their scholars was written under there with regards to tasawir, with regards to this photography and all of that. If they saw you with a camera, that camera was taken immediately. It was confiscated from you. You were not allowed to have a camera by you. And today, what is the scene? The person is in the Riyazul Jannah. Instead of worrying that I am next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I got an opportunity here in the Riyazul Jannah, he's busy filming and videoing. People are not in ibadat. They're pretending to be in ibadat and telling somebody else to take photo of them, take picture of them. There was a time in Madina Munawara when you could go and make salam to Huzur e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that was the thing that you came there for. And you could stand to your heart's content. Especially if it was a quiet time, you went there, nobody disturbed you, nobody told you anything. You could stand to your heart's content. The only thing they were worried about is shirk mustn't take place. So if they seen a person raising his hands, facing the Roza Mubarak, so they will come to him and tell him, Rukh, Rukh in al-Qibla, Rukh in al-Kaaba. You can't face the Roza Mubarak and raise your hands and make dua. Right? That's the only thing that they were worried about. How long you want to stand, you stand. How much salam you want to make, you turn around, you face Qibla, you make dua. You want to read two rakats, namaz, no problem at all. Now, in the name of crowd control, that time too there was crowd. That time also there was crowd. But everybody was getting a chance. People were going, they were making their salam. Now, in the name of crowd control, they don't want you to stand for even 1 minute. You must just keep moving like you're on a conveyor belt. You must just keep moving and come out. And if a person goes on the outside and he say, okay, now I'm not there, I'm not in your crowd, I'm standing one side, I'm making salam, there too they will come and trouble him there. But if somebody is standing with a camera, they're making a video, they're performing, husband and wife sitting there like they're strolling in Paris or something, no problem at all. That you can do, no problem at all. The same guards who will stop ibadat, they don't have the himmat to stop guna. In the old days was different. The old days they worried about the guna, they worried about the shirk, they worried about the prohibited things. I was mentioning to our friends there that in the old days when you went to Haramain Sharifain, you would never find a lady without niqab. Even women who were not in niqab, but they had so much of azmat, so much of respect that I'm going Haramain Sharifain, they would make, they would, and those days you couldn't buy niqab off the shelf. In South Africa, there was no niqab you could buy off the shelf. There was no Shazia and what? IG Hussain wasn't selling niqabs and all these shops. But not, there was no, nothing you couldn't buy off the shelf. So the ladies used to sew these things. From way before they were getting the ihram ready, getting the clothing for Haramain Sharifain ready. Because they're going to Haramain Sharifain. Wallahi, brothers, your heart sinks that in today's time, majority of the women don't have niqab. Majority don't have niqab. The very things that were present in the ummah, unfortunately, it is being undone. All the things that Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam established, slowly, slowly it is being undone. So you actually see the picture of moving towards days of Jahiliyyah. That you are going now again to a phase of ignorance, a phase of Jahiliyyah. I'm telling you something I saw with my own eyes. I'm not telling you fairy tales or hearsay. Coming out of the haram in Madina Munawwara, a man and a woman. The woman, maybe the man is her husband, inshallah. So he bought her one outfit or something. So she thinks she became a ballerina. So she is twirling outside the doors of the haram. Because they want the haram in the backdrop of the video. The domes on the top, the doors of the haram, they want in the backdrop of the video. So she is twirling and he is videoing. Now there are guards all over there. Can they not go and stop them? Like how they stop somebody who is making salam, how they stop somebody who is making ibadah? They can't. Because that's not their fikr. Why? Because we are the same. You see this decline, right? We're going now backwards. We're going backwards. But we think we're progressing. Why? Because the buildings are getting smarter. The systems are getting better. We now got apps on our phone. We got this checked. We now got, a passport control with no people. So we are advancing. We are advancing. But the deen, we're going backwards. In deen, we're going backwards. So I drove down from Johannesburg and I stopped in Harrismith. Stopped in Harrismith. I made Jummah in Villiers and then I stopped in Harrismith. When I stopped in Harrismith at the garage, and there were many Muslim patrons there at the garage, right? And we, Allah forgive us that we don't look down on anybody, because we are the worst. We can't look down on anybody. But I'm talking in general terms, that the very same immodesty, behayai, behpardagi, Western culture, Kuffar culture is exactly what you see. So what you see in Haramain Sharifain, who are they in Haramain Sharifain? is the Muslims from around the world. So our practices, how we are becoming, that is exactly what we're taking and going there to Haramain Sharifain. When the people around the world didn't have too much of knowledge, but they had a lot of respect, lot of azmat, lot of haya, then that is what you saw at Haramain Sharifain. But when we lost that, then now this is the picture we are seeing at Haramain Sharifain. It is a picture of the condition of the ummah. So my beloved friends, respected elders, beloved students, children, when we look at our life now, we must look at our life like the early days of the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because, as I said to you, that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam started propagating the deen, then what they said? That this is a strange thing. How can you believe in these things? These are strange things. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that bada al islamu ghariba, that this deen started off like a strange thing, and wasayyudu kama bada, it will return to how it started. So if you are just blending in with the crowd, then there's something wrong. If you're sticking out like a sore thumb, now you're doing something right. If you're sticking out like a sore thumb, now you're doing something right. If you're just blending in with the crowd, there's something wrong. Because Islam is going to be a strange thing. The person who is going to be practicing deen, he's going to stick out like a sore thumb. Right? People are going to say he's crazy. All the same things they spoke about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, all the same things they spoke about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's breaking up the families, he's causing disunity, he's doing this. All only because you want to follow your deen, that's all. And you won't get told this by enemies. You will get told this by your own family, your own friends, your own community, your own people. You will get told this. Just have one nikah. Just get one young man who went in jamaat or he got taluk with some sheikh or something and his nikah is going to take place. And he says to his parents that, see, I don't want any dumdam, no mendi night and faluda night and nothing. Right? We just make the nikah. There's no reception. And next day, we'll just have a simple walima here at home. Forget anybody else. His own granny, right? His own granny, his own grandfather, his own uncles, his own aunties, who got taluk with mashayikh, who are in jamaat work, everything. They will be coming down his throat. Why, how can we do like this? We have to invite everybody. What they all think of us? They too won't be able to understand. I remember our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, one youngster sat for i'tikaf with Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. And I was hearing about parda and all these things. So his house was the, what they call the big house, you know, everybody comes there for Eid. So he wrote to his father that, see, everybody is going to come home for Eid. Why don't we have some segregation? Put the men one side, put the ladies one side. Now you send the child, you sent him that he must go for i'tikaf. You go, bo naughty chair. Mana will put you right, go there, Mana will sort you out, make some fook on you and everything. Then you'll be able to come stand in my shop and make some money for me. Now you're only smoking the money away, drugging the money away, womanizing the money away. So that's no good. You go for i'tikaf and get straightened out. Then you get straightened out. Now you won't be womanizing, you won't be gambling, you won't be drugging, so you can make some money for me. So up to that point is good. But now when he comes and he says to the father that, no, make segregation here in the house now. Now when he comes and tells the father, but you got insurance in the shop, man. Insurance is haram. Maulana Patel was saying, insurance is haram. Now all that we don't want to hear. We don't want to make those changes. Then, where you came from now? What you know about business? We're running this business from very long time. You don't know about how to do these things. You just keep quiet. Just keep quiet. You're still green and wet behind the ears, and all those kind of stories will come out. So, the person who is going to turn to Deen, you see, just as you see Deen is becoming a strange thing. The other thing, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the time will come when to hold on to your Deen, it will be like holding on to a burning coal. So now what it means to hold on to a burning coal? Is something easy? It's not easy. So you have to have a lot of istiqamat. You must not sway. You must be respectful. You must have adab. You must show muhabbat. But you must not compromise your dini principles. Don't compromise your dini principles. Understand? Keep reading the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep reading the lives of the sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. And keep close contact with pious senior ulama who are treading on shariat, who are treading on sunnat and shariat. I don't want to say these things, right? Because I am the biggest criminal. But it will be the very scholars, it will be the scholars, right, who will start undoing all the things that have already been established in the deen. I'm telling you, I'm sitting in the masjid. In Haramain Sharifain, there were no TVs. Then TVs came in hotel rooms. TVs went in homes. Wallahi, this safar we went. The TV crew having a TV show was in the Haram Sharif. They had one area cordoned off, not making a movie. Allah don't show us that day. But having some competition and something, but the whole thing is, you know, put on TV. They put up a stage and for all this thing in the Haram Sharif, in the Haram of Madina Munawara. So who is sanctioning all that? Is it not the scholars? So we have to be very, very careful in the times that we are living in. We have to protect our iman. Protect our iman at all costs. Never mind people call you backward, people call you whatever, you rather be like that. It's fine, no problem. As long as Allah Ta'ala is happy with us, that's the important thing. Laak aaye musibat to parwa nahi, laak toote sitam uski shikwa nahi, chahe badle zamana nahi uska gham, aap badle to apna thikana nahi. All relationships can be broken off, all contacts can be broken off, everybody can turn against us. But as long as Allah Ta'ala is with us, we got no problem. If Allah Ta'ala is upset with us, He is naraz with us, then we are finished. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.